Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, could I interest you in a luscious, easy-to-drink, pleasure-giving wine that you don't have to think a lot about and you can just kick back and enjoy? How's that sound?
Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Well, it's called Beaujolais, so it's just the most likable wine in the world.
Well, you know, we're coming into fall now, so you're going to hear a lot of hullabaloo about the Nouveau Beaujolais coming in. The two best value regions in the Burgundy part of France, for reds it's Beaujolais, for whites it's Mâcon, and I wanted to sort of focus on some of those things. The region was first planted to vine, believe it or not, by the Romans. The name comes from the Rhone town of Beaujeu, which was ceded to the Duchy of Burgundy in the 15th century. That's how they all got melded together. Almost completely known for red wines, and the reds are made almost exclusively of the Gamay grape. The region also produces a small amount of white, almost all of which is Chardonnay, but you don't see those very much. The groupings are, from a qualitative standard, Nouveau Beaujolais, which is absolutely the least distinctive, and if that's all you know about Beaujolais, you've missed the boat. Then you have the Beaujolais Village, and then last but not least, they're what they call the Cru Beaujolais, which are named for specific towns, and that's where you're going to get into some serious Beaujolais. Anyway, I've got a couple to take you through, and I think you'll like these. So from a producer called Domaine Lucien Lardy, this is a Beaujolais Village Chardonnay. You don't see a whole lot of white Beaujolais, so it was fun to sort of try this. This is from the 2018 vintage and sells for about $17.99. I'm always curious when I see a white Beaujolais. It is absolutely always Chardonnay. There's nothing terribly complex here, but it's a pleasing medium-bodied Chardonnay with little, if any, oak influence. It's rounded and fleshy with enough acidity for balance. And it's just a really good example of what it's supposed to be. So if you're curious, this is a wine to go out and maybe check it out. I skipped right over the Beaujolais Nouveaux and the regular Beaujolais and went right to two Cru Beaujolais. One was from the Julianas area and the other one is from Morgon. And both of these are really outstanding. The Domaine Pascal au Fond Juliana Les Cerisiers is a 2018. There are old cherry trees planted in the plot of this 60-year-old vine vineyards, and the wine surprisingly does have some notes of that, although that would come from the grapes. It's surprisingly firm and dense with notes of black fruit and tones of kirsch, very broad on the palate and long on the finish. So that was a nice one for $19.99. And then back to Domaine Lucien Lardy, there is a Cru Beaujolais. It's a Morgon Côte de Pie from the 2017 vintage. So this has got a little more time on it. It's even bigger and denser than the Julianas. The wine is structured and has more tannins than I recall having in any Beaujolais. Big red fruit character with cherry and raspberry notes, followed by tones of violets and anise. It's surprising and makes a statement. And even though it's $24.99, I'm going to call it my value of the week because the ratio of quality to the price point is fabulous.
Hugh, people don't realize how good those Cru Beaujolais can be, and they are quite age-worthy as it happens.
Yep.
Good work. Thank you so much.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.